You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Welcome back to our final segment of Cavalier Corner as we continue rolling along across ESPN Radio in Virginia. It's another return visitor to the show. This time it's softball star Ashley Jennings. She's committed to the University of Virginia. She's part of the 1-1 Lady Cavalier softball team as the season is young. Ashley, appreciate your making some time for us here.
Thank you.
As the season's underway, you're at the 1-1 point. Take us through where you guys are right now and where you feel you are as a player, having a couple games under your belt, but certainly a lot more ahead.
So this weekend we played two games in Franklin County, and we started off good in the first game and then had a rough patch in the second one. But we play tomorrow, and I think we're going to get a lot of work in tomorrow and get more practice in. So it'll be good to see how that works out.
At 1-1, where do you feel you guys are on track, and where are you looking to improve?
We have a few holes, but we're going to find those holes and figure out who needs to be where, and everyone plays a role, so we're going to find those spots, and everyone's going to do well.
As a senior on this team and having played softball since you were 8, what role do you play in helping to identify the roles and especially to communicate to your teammates and some of the younger contributors on this team how they can grow and help shore those up?
I think this year I've taken the role on as a leader and trying to be a role model for the younger girls and be there to support them too. So I think it's been a lot better than this year.
When you reference it, and it's Ashley Jennings, our Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week here on Cavalier Corner, taking on more of a leadership role, is that something that, you know, has come naturally to you, or is that something you've kind of noticed evolve as you've gotten into this season?
I've actually had a tough time with being a leader. I'm kind of quiet, and this year I've really stepped up, and I think maybe because I'm older and I'm ready for next year going to college, and I feel like I'm taking on that role.
What have you learned then? Because, you know, you're growing into this new role. You've obviously had a pretty good program here and been a part of that with JF Softball. What have you learned from, you know, prior seniors and prior leaders about how to be a leader?
I think last year with the we had 5 seniors last year, and the 2 biggest leaders, I've learned a lot from them because they're playing in college now too. So I think I've learned a lot from them and taken on their role that they had last year. So I've learned a lot, and I'm trying to be a role model and lead the team.
Ashley Jennings, a UVA commit and a member of the Jefferson Forest Lady Cavaliers, who joins us on Cavalier Corner. You credit a lot of the previous members of your team and what they've been able to do to give you kind of a blueprint for how to lead. What's the one thing that you've noticed is the most enjoyable about stepping into a leadership role?
I really like how the younger girls will listen to you and actually do what you say, and kind of like they respect you and you have the opportunity to be there for them.
Seriousness of that as well. I mean, how do you balance that out? Obviously, they're friends, but at the same time, you got to make sure you get better as a team.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard whether to be a friend or be a leader, and I think that it's hard to balance that without being the rude leader, and you know, it's difficult sometimes, but I'm enjoying it.
It's neat to see that and to see your growth as well, as Ashley Jennings joins us here on Cavalier Corner. You know, from the position you play, catcher, what has that done as well to enable you to learn more about the game, to be able to share that, since you're in a unique spot where you kind of got that full peripheral view of what everyone else is doing?
As a catcher, I mean, you already have to be a leader and you see everything. So you have to take control of the game and talk the whole time and lead the team. So this year I'm calling pitches and I'm leading the team a lot. So it's been different.
As a person calling pitches, how much impact or how much input, I guess, do you have in where the pitches are thrown in situational base or situational softball, and how much of that, you know, is still deferred over to whoever's in the circle?
Yeah, me and my pitcher have a good relationship, and she trusts me, and I really trust her, and it's been well the past 2 games, and I think we're going to keep rolling and doing well there.
we see in sports like softball and baseball where that pitcher-catcher relationship can be a little bit different because of the close communication that has to exist there. You referenced already having a good relationship. What's that like for you? Is that something that, you know, is because of there's friendship already that exists? Is that something that, you know, has come naturally?
Yeah, we are really good friends, and we're building that relationship now that it's kind of the set that she's the top pitcher and she's leading and she's starting there. So, I don't know, we've really built that relationship recently, and we've had a lot of bullpens this fall and winter and worked together a lot. So.
Off time as well. You know, when you're working with a pitcher, you know, in some sports you can do drills individually. I can imagine for you guys you almost need each other to be able to get better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's the type of thing where I'm catching her, but I need to work on the little things every time and not just catching the ball. And she's always working hard every single pitch, so it's easy to, I don't know, be there for each other and always keep each other disciplined.
For you, I can imagine as well, a lot of it's got to be listening to what she needs and where she needs mm-hmm. you to be.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, I like to be there for her and support her in the ways that she needs to work on stuff, so I was a pitcher at one point, so I try to help her out sometimes.
I'm curious then, because you go from being a pitcher to catcher, Ashley Jennings, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week here on Cavalier Corner. Take us through what that transition was like for you.
Well, I was really young then, so I guess it doesn't really count, but I did take a few lessons when I was like 9, so I remember a few things.
I'm sure you got to have a couple that you know what they're expecting and what to do. What about the hitting side of things? You've pitched before, you referenced that. You've called as well. What does that do for you, both helping your teammates as well as knowing yourself when you're at the plate, what the opposing pitchers may be doing in each situation?
I think with all the knowledge that I have and the rest of the team has, we know that a lot of the pitchers are around. We know the area and how they throw and what to expect. So it's good that we have the knowledge there.
Ashley Jennings with us here, Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week on Cavalier Corner early in the season for JF Lady Cavalier Baseball. For the team as a whole, what's your goal for this season?
We want to make it to states, and I think we can. It's a good goal for us, and it's achievable.
How do you go about doing that? What are the key elements that, you know, if you're going to make it there, you got to have?
We have to take it one game at a time and think about this pitch, this at-bat, and don't think too far in the future.
Does that become a little bit easier as you get into the groove of a season?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can't think ahead and think about all the things happening in the future. You got to take it step by step.
And for you as well, you've had one of those steps that you've been able to get out of the way, and it's exciting when you'll be heading up to Charlottesville this July as an enrollee for UVA and their softball team. What's that been like for you now, knowing that that big decision is out of the way and you can probably just focus on the season?
I think this season I'm very relaxed, and it's been easy going for me, and I'm not as stressed, and I'm just having fun. I think that's been good this year.
Juggling classes as well. You've got AP Calc. You've got a government dual enrollment class with CVCC. How have you managed to balance all that, especially now that we're in the midst of softball season?
Yeah, I mean, it's been hard, but it's time management. And, I mean, I got to get used to it, so.
It'll be here before you know it. College will. But enjoy the heck out of this season. So far, so good. And we look forward to seeing what happens as it unfolds. Ashley, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Ashley Jennings with us here on Cavalier Corner. Thank you as well for listening to us right here across ESPN Radio in Virginia. A reminder, we're back next Saturday and every Saturday throughout the high school calendar year to bring you the best of JF Athletics here on Cavalier Corner across ESPN Radio in Virginia. Enjoy your weekend.
This has been Cavalier Corner, a look inside Jefferson Forest High School athletics. A special thanks to our partners, Clyde Smith Plumbing, the Central Virginia Federal Credit Union, Upper Crust Pizza, API Funds, Embrace Home Loans, and Kinetics Health Club. Cavalier Corner is an exclusive presentation of the Virginia Talk Radio Network.